That's all he ever says to me is, I really hope they never hurt another child.
At just 41 days old, Tony Hudgell was left with multiple fractures and sepsis, with doctors saying he was seconds from death. His mother, Jodie Simpson, and father, Anthony Smith, were sentenced to 10 years behind bars, but the parole boards now release Jodie early, after she served just 7 years of her sentence. Paula Hudgell adopted Tony and has worked tirelessly with the 10-year-old to introduce tougher sentencing for child abusers, with Tony's law changing the maximum term to a life sentence. Now they're calling for a way to keep people like Jodie Simpson held account once released.
After 2 years, she will have completed her license and she will be free to roam the community, be involved with children, and, you know, that she's still classed as a high risk to children. You know, that's not going to go away in 2 years. So at the moment, we're pushing for a child cruelty register, similar to a sex offenders register, so that perpetrators like Jodie and Tony Smith will be on this register and be monitored.
Paula tells me that they've not been alone in their fight, with Conservative MP Tom Tugendhat becoming a friend of the family. He says he's concerned about the decision.
I think this is deeply, deeply worrying. The reality is Tony has suffered, I mean, the worst kind of life-changing injuries from an individual who's demonstrated absolutely no care or repentance. I think a child cruelty register is exactly what we need, because the reality is this isn't just a single family, and sadly it's not just a one-off.
The parole board told us their decisions are solely focused on what risk a prisoner could represent to the public if released, and whether that risk is manageable in the community. Paula hopes her calls for a child cruelty register are taken seriously now that Jodie's out on licence and Anthony's hearing is upcoming. It's something the family say would give them some peace of mind and allow Tony to continue thriving in spite of his harrowing start to life.